Nick and Pat's Diary by Yulia Puchkova. Dear friends, we are happy to meet you. We are happy that you want to read our diary because it is full of interesting and funny stories. They are all from our life. We all have got problems. Some of them are big and some are small. We think that you and we have the same problems. We hope these stories will help you to solve some of your problems and make your life happier. Chapter 1, A Car. Hi, my name is Nick. We are a family of four, Mum, Dad, my sister Pat, and me. I'm 13 years old, and my parents have got a lot of problems with me. But when I was younger, they had even more problems. The first problem appeared when I went to kindergarten. I was 3 years old then. On my first day there, I met a boy. His name was Bob. Bob liked toy cars. There were some small toy cars in the kindergarten, but Bob always brought his cars from home. They were bigger and more beautiful. You must know that he never played with his cars. He didn't ride them on the floor like other boys. He liked hitting other children with them. Usually, he hit us on the heads. I don't know why, but he liked my head most of all. At that time, I was very quiet. I couldn't fight or hit people. But I liked my head, too. So when he hit me, I usually started crying like a girl. One day, Dad saw a big bump on my forehead and asked, "How did you get this?" I told him about Bob. Suddenly, Dad's kind eyes became serious, and he said, "You mustn't cry. You must fight back." "But I can't hit people," I said, and started crying again. "You are a man. You must learn how to fight," Dad cried. The next day, I went to the kindergarten again. When I came into our playroom, Bob ran up to me and hit me again with his car. I looked around. All the toy cars in the room were smaller than his, and I needed a bigger one. I looked and looked and saw Annie. She was the cutest girl in our group. Annie was in the big car. You know, we all loved that car. You could drive it. There was usually a big queue next to that car because everyone wanted to drive around the playroom. But it was too early, and Annie was alone. Now I knew what to do. I went up to Annie and said, "Please, Annie, please, I want to be a man, and a real man needs a big car. Give the car to me." I don't know why, but Annie started crying and got out of the car. But I didn't get in the car. I lifted it. It was very difficult because the car was very heavy. But I lifted it, went up to Bob, and said, "I'm a man. I'm here to fight you back." When Bob saw me, he dropped his toy car and started running around the room and calling his mommy. I looked around, but there was no Bob's mommy. So I asked him, "Why are you calling your mom? Look, she isn't here." But Bob didn't answer and ran even faster. So I went after him with my big car high in the air. Suddenly, Bob stopped running. He sat down on the floor and started crying. I was surprised and put the car down. You know, I didn't hit him then, but from that day on, he never hit anybody. Of course, I gave the car back to Annie. She smiled at me, and I felt like a real man.